Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This brew has been brought to you by our friends and partners at DriveCentric,
VinQ,
MXS Solutions, Pure Cars,
Fix Ops Digital,
and M1 Data and Analytics. If you want to consume more brews or want more information about how to build your brand on our podcast, go to carguycoffee.com.
Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's so loud when Lou speaks, but he's so excited right now, and I am too, man. I'm Fred Lenartz, the subprime hero, and we are Car Guy Coffee.
You are brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee podcast, and we are so excited to kick off this year. I feel like we haven't had a show in forever, really since last year. Wow. So I am pumped up to be able to have this incredible lineup of guests. We already got some people that are throwing comments because they know who is brewing with us today. We got some of the best beans in the business.
That's right.
From all around this incredible country that we are honored to operate and brew solutions in. Let's go ahead and see some of these comments for some of these people that are excited to see the show today. We got Peter Smith saying he is looking forward to this. Happy New Year to you. Eric Hall is up in here today saying that this is an incredible and an amazing group of industry
bon
leaders.
Bon année, my friend.
Brian Ortega is up in here saying that's his jam. That's what I'm talking about. You're my jam, brother. We appreciate you. We honor you. And man, we love that video that he did. That TikTok challenge with all the dancing and the posting up the
camera. He used a drone.
It was so dope.
And then used cars.
Oh my gosh. We did one of those, but he took it to the next level as he always does. Ryan is up in here trying to make sure everybody knows what's brewing and an incredible student and leader inside of the game. Colby Joyner is in
here.
You know what to do. We're going to be dropping those F-bombs that don't offend the moms. Can't wait. Can't wait. Derek Bumper, what's happening, brother? So excited. We need to get you back on the show.
Good, man. It's been a long since first season.
Since first season. He's one of the originals, folks. One of the originals on the show. Eric, what is happening, brother? It is go time. Let's go. Let's brew. We got a Facebook user. We'll find out who that is, but hello to you. And pumped up to see David Stein up in here. How you doing? Excited to hear from VinQ. Heck yeah. We got Jeremy Brevard up in the building. He's in the back room ready to just go ahead
Vice President of Sales in the building, man. So
he's dropping a lot of inspiration lately.
Dude, he's been killing it. He's the Vice President of Sales there, but he's the President of the Brevard industry right now. I'm telling you, he's killing it. Excited to have him on the show.
Excited. Yes. Heck yeah. Derek Bumper, appreciate that. We will send you an invite and give you a time to jump in here. And Brian, yes, sir, we are your brothers and we are excited to see you in here. We got Billy. Look at this. Billy is up in here saying, what's up, brothers? What it do? So excited to see you.
And
we got definitely some representation from New Orleans up inside of the building. Folks, we have an incredible lineup of people that we did take a little bit of time to just determine what kind of mix of beans do we want to have for this first show of the year. So we have incredible leaders from the franchise side, incredible leaders from the independent side, incredible leaders from the vendor side. And then we got a couple of really, really great people that know how to fuse all the back end details together inside of all walks of the automotive industry. And we're just so pumped up to be able to have each and every one of them that are in here. We have some that have become really great friends, some mentees, some mentors. We are just pumped up to be able to see all you. But hey, Happy New Year.
Lou is on fire right now.
Ready to go.
You gave him a microphone. That's what happens, right? And I love that about him. And that's what makes him special, right? But we have people that we can't wait to put the microphone in front of, too. We have a lineup of them. Right now, I have six right now in the green room ready to come in here. We do have a seventh that might pop in. Ooh. She's in a meeting. She's running a little long. So for those who were here to see Kara, she may show up. And I'm praying that she does. The car business, sometimes things take a little longer. We've all worked later than we wanted to.
Let's go. Let's make it happen.
I'm excited. So many great people hopping in here. Jonathan Dawson. Yeah, man. So many. Mabel was the Facebook user, by the way. So thank you, Mabel. What's up, Mabel?
Mabel always knows how to get a great shot. Excited about that. All right. So
share this out for all you all who are in here right now messaging us, commenting, and doing these things. Share.
Tag a car guy.
Tag a car gal.
And
share. Get it out there.
We got a lot to brew from some of the highest quality individuals inside of the car business. And with that said, we want to go ahead and take it all the way to the great state of Tejas, which we will be at shortly. So pumped up to have this incredible solutionary in here. Recently been named 40 Under 40 by Automotive News.
That's right.
She is an incredible leader inside of our industry, and she is just now starting to spread her wings. She has just now come out from a dealership herself, and now she is ready to start brewing solutions with many of you out there in the industry. And we can't wait to welcome in our first guest onto the show for our 2024 kickoff. The one,
the only, Courtney Pasco.
What's up, Courtney? Welcome to the party. Excited that you're here.
Thank you. It is awesome to be here.
Yeah, she's not a stranger to the show. She's definitely been on here before. We've brewed with you before. She's a great friend of mine. I get to speak with her weekly. It's amazing. And she is literally just stepping onto the side of the vendor world, but she's been around it. Her husband's been doing it for a long time. Brad Pascal, if anyone knows, he's been out there shaking and making for a while. But Courtney, she's been the backbone the whole time. Believe it or not, Brad wouldn't be half the man if it wasn't for her. So let's be real with that.
So she's
the better half, and I'll say that to his face, and he knows.
That's
it.
Right. We just said it now. But we're excited that you're in here, Courtney. Help us to make welcome some more of our incredible guests. We're going to go ahead and go all the way to the other side of the country. We're going to go ahead and take it to the Cali state.
Oh,
we got an incredible one of our funnest dancing friends, one of the great creatives inside of the industry who's been brewing solutions for a long time. He has been selling cars like candy bars. He does it way better than me, everybody. Pumped up to see him. The one,
the only, John Resurrection.
Let's go. Good morning.
Welcome to the party.
That's brother. Right. Welcome to the party.
Where are you at today? Are you home? Are you in Cali right now?
I'm in Los Angeles hanging out, trying to catch up from all the stuff that I missed. I'm going to play catch up right now. It's been a new year. It's been a fun filled of excitement with all the million children I have. So I'm just catching up. But I'm in it again.
I swear. Yeah. Awesome. You I tell you, you guys got a football team.
Hey.
That's right. Let's go.
That's what we do.
You know we do something right. All right. With that said, everybody, pumped up to have you up in here. Let's continue to welcome in some of our vendor friends, and let's get in this incredible elbow dropping, knee flying solutionary that knows exactly how to make sure to get things coordinated all throughout the industry. She is fusing together some great things with DriveCentric, who we are honored to be partnered with going forward inside of this next year. You are going to see so much more content coming from her. We have coming in here with her Muay Thai madness, the incredible, the one,
the only, Jenna Carroll.
Welcome to the party, Jenna. You are so muted.
It's okay.
I would. I'm so sorry. But also, hey, what's up? Hey,
what's up? Welcome. We're so happy to have you here. Rising star, y'all. Rising star in this industry. One of the best work ethics I've ever seen, especially in somebody in her age, but beyond her age. Like, I meet people that are my age that don't have the work ethic, not even close to what Jenna has. So thank you, Jenna, for being here. We're excited to have you.
When she speaks, I'm like, yes, ma'am.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market.
They are 100% CGC approved. And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
I know, it's boss lady.
She knows how to make things happen. That's for sure.
Heck yeah. And speaking of bosses,
I was like, should I throw a punch or should I say hello? I don't know what to do.
I know, right?
Come in there. Come on. We're ready for it. But no, we are so excited. We are trying to fuse together this entire map of all of these incredible. Seriously, we have people from all over the place. We just welcome Texas into the room. We just welcome the furthest west side up inside of here. LA is representing, and going to the gateway state. Right now, St. Louis is represented inside of the building. So let's go ahead and go to where, you know, I think some of the best barbecue actually is.
Oh,
I know we got those Texas people up in the room, but I've had some incredible.
That's what I was saying. Whoa.
Inside.
That's fighting words, buddy. Them fighting words right there.
Fighting words up in here.
so much that's brewing out there, but we are pumped up to welcome in, representing VinQ and just all those that are trying to go to the next level inside of life, an incredible friend that we are so thankful to honor, the one,
the only, Jeremy Brevard.
Welcome to the party, brother. How are you?
I'm good, brothers. How are you?
Man, I'm a little caffeinated. I got to be honest.
Little excited. First show of the day. We played some pickleball this morning. Had a great time. Now we're here, ready to do some things. Let's go.
That's right.
Let's do it.
Up about that. Excited to see you up in here. And where are you? Are you actually inside of your hometown right now?
Yep, we're in Kansas City. We're in the office.
Sweet. Okay. Yep. So, quick question before we
got to bring all that energy together. The remote stuff is just.
Yeah,
more powerful when we're all together.
So. It is. There's something special when we're all together, which we got NADA coming up soon, my friends.
And they just got through with their Unleashed event, the very first of its kind at their particular facility. And it was incredible. Definitely want to hear more about that. But so, so thankful that you are up inside of the room right now, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Thanks
you. Welcome
me.
To the party. No doubt. No doubt. All right, everybody.
Ooh.
Here we go. Here we go. Here
Man.
We go. Here we go. Here we go. Now, everybody, check this out. We want to make sure that you recognize something here. Every single one of us here right now, whether we were inside of a dealership at one point, came out of a dealership, went back into a dealership, whatever the case is, now we have all come out from the dealerships and we all serve the industry. We all serve dealers, whether they're franchise or independent. We serve them all throughout the country. And they are the backbone of the communities in of their own communities. They are the ones that we are all out here to serve. They are the ones that we are empower in and take to the next level. Mm-hmm. There's not one of us that would be here right now if there were not the dealers that were doing what it is that they're doing. So inside of that, I think we can all get a yes and amen on that, everybody, right? Because that's who we are here to serve. Take care of those dealers, get them moving and grooving in the right direction. So with that, let's see. We got to wonder, who do we bring in first? Let's go ahead and do this. Because in some cases, we have some big franchises, and those big, beautiful logos are great, but some people are nitty gritty. Some people have to go ahead and get deep down. So we're going to go to the deep south where you get some of them crawdads. We're going to get some of that good stuff. My man, John Resurrection, knows what I'm talking about. He's had some of that. He knows about some of them goods. And we are going to talk about the one that some people may have counted out. Some people may have said doesn't have a chance. And you have seen a whole lot of them, everybody, running all around the circuit, being interviewed by everybody right now. And we are so thankful to not just be partnered with him as a certified solutionary, but to have him in our life as friends. And we are so thankful to welcome in, representing New Orleans, them Saints. Man, got to be praying for them Saints right now. The one, the only,
Bruce Miller.
Welcome to the party, Bruce.
Glad to be here. Who that? That's an amazing introduction. It's going to be downhill from here.
So untrue. I think that anybody who's been blessed enough to hear you speak your life story could understand that excuses are just, they're not there. And if you have them, man, that's all they really are. If you're not making success happen, it's because you're not putting the work in. And I love that because we're going to all stumble. We're going to run into so many walls, but those walls are meant to be taken down. Those walls are meant to be climbed over. Those walls are meant to have doors in them now. And you make those doors. You've been climbing over those things, brother. You inspire so many, brother. You're touching more than you ever know. That's why we love you, bro. And we're excited to have you here. He says it's all downhill from here, bro. It's all uphill.
No, man. You know what it is? It's all gas.
No brakes, baby. Let's go.
That's right. How we do things. And we're excited about that. What's up, Cindy? We see you from Ascent Dealer
That's
Services.
Right. What's
excited
up, Cindy?
To be teamed up with you. We got Lisa Jenna up in here. You down with CGC?
Yeah, you know me.
That's right. Let's do that. Let's get this brewing, everybody. All right. So
we got it. We got one more.
We got one more that's in here, and we might have another guest make her way into the room. But right now, another dealer that's making things happen. Another one that has seen some big hurdles and had some big dreams, and he's watching them all come together. And he's fitted much like our independent brother, Bruce, right here, rocking some of them flight jackets as a solutionary that knows how to forgive, focus, and fly. We have in here, all the way from Brazil, now over in Las Cruces.
El Paso, Las Cruces area. This dude's killing the game over there. I'm telling you, they call him Casa Auto Flex. And I love it.
Yes.
We got the one,
the only
pretty Tony Lucas.
Welcome to the party.
What's up, guys?
I love it, my man.
He knows what to do.
Yeah. I don't flex, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
Way to flex on us all. Appreciate that.
Yeah. I love
Is it Kara coming? Oh, she's here?
She's going to be. I'm hoping she joins us. She's in a meeting. Okay. She said it should be 30 minutes at the most, so hopefully she'll be joining us about the half hour mark, which is very soon.
Okay, I'll do her line. Share the video, y'all.
Share the video, y'all. That's right. That's her line. Amen to that.
Excellent. Oh, that's, man. Awesome. That's awesome. You're daggone right. Share. Everybody sharing is caring.
That's right.
So with that said, we are so pumped up to have everybody up in here. And we are so thankful that you all are brewing solutions with us. So we got to do what we got to do to make sure we spark off the right Car Guy Coffee show. And that is to make sure that we do drop those F-bombs that don't offend the moms. We got to make sure that we forgive, focus, and fly so that we can't keep growing all the time. You all ain't new to these moves. So let's go ahead. Hands on the shoulders one time, everybody. Let's go ahead and forgive, focus, fly like the champions that we are. On three, a one, two, three. Forgive.
Focus. Fly and keep growing.
Yeah, there we go.
We are, man. I love it.
All right, pumped up. Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you. From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to teammxs.com. Back to the show. So many great people on here. I'm just excited that you guys are inside of the room. So let's go. Let's see. We're going to go ahead and take it right to the center stage. We got Jeremy Brevard, who just got done handling that Unleash event with VinQ. Jeremy, there's been so many challenges that we've seen inside of the industry, so many challenges that we know that you have overcome inside of your own life to get where it is that you are right now, looking all dapper with the nice jacket, looking right, standing up, handling things on the mat with your kid. Love it. Gotta love the wrestling culture. Love, love, love that. Jeremy, I want to know, what is it that has been some of the most exciting stuff that you've been able to come through or make it through with VinQ in your time through 2023? What has been some of the most exciting parts of that year for you?
Yeah, so I say 2023 for us was probably our most pivotal year in our journey. When I started, I think it'll be 4 years in June. When I started, we had 8 employees. Guys weren't taking paychecks, and it was a little bit of a risk. And I'm like, man, I seen the dream. I met Danny when I was with another company. So last year was great. You talk about Unleashed. We're fortunate to have Mr. Mike Hopkins, who didn't have a ton of time to put it together. Honestly, we were inspired by DriveCentric and Jenna and Steve with their DC20 events. We went to that and we were like, man, we've got to do something like that. So having all of our dealer partners and vendor partners all come together, we couldn't have ended or went any better than it did as we were scrambling. 2023, also some stuff is going to, you guys are going to get to see it. An idea I can't talk about, but we're about to change the game. And there are some vendors asleep at the wheel and have been, and they've been hearing us knock, and the door's about to crumble down. So we're excited to keep pushing this sled. And we've got all this FTC rules coming out, and we're going to have some products and solutions to help with that. And just crazy times right now.
Heck yeah.
Man.
Definitely.
And I'm glad that you've drew inspiration from going to the DC20s, because I did too. Those things are some great events. For anyone who's not or has not been to a DC20 event, whether you're a dealer with them or not, you need to go visit it. It'll give you a good perspective of what's out there, what's happening, how those tools are used. They have super users that come in and speak. It's amazing. It's not about DriveCentric, though it is, right? It's about the people who are using the DriveCentric event. Same thing that they're doing at Unleashed. Y'all, VinQ's killing it out there. So speaking of that, I'm going to throw that over to Jenna. What has been the most exciting part of 2023 for you and DriveCentric over there right now?
Oh, there were so many exciting parts. I was talking to Glenn Lundy yesterday. I got like a random phone call from him. I was his first FaceTime. I'm taking pride in that.
Welcome to FaceTime. Welcome to iPhone.
Welcome to iPhone.
I was like, thank God. But also welcome to the party. But basically, I could have never seen where I was going to end up at the end of 2023. So it's just nice to be able to look back and be like, I don't even recognize the person that I was, but also the job that I do has just changed so much with DC20s, with all the events and all the education that we've brought into this industry. And I just want to continue that path to success. So I'm just really excited that you guys are all saying all these great things about it. And also I'm so using this clip to promote it, to promote the next one.
There you go.
We haven't seen anybody or heard anybody say anything outside of how amazing the DC20 events were. We do highly encourage all of you vendor partners, all of you dealers out there, their doors are wide open for you to come have some fun and check out what it is that they're brewing out there. But it seriously was the most fun you are able to have inside of a work environment, right, that I've ever seen. And I definitely want my children's children grow up and work for a company that has that much fun at the workplace. It seriously is something that takes you to the next level and makes you just wonder. And you end up learning a lot, and you did it almost by accident, it feels like.
Honestly, I like to think of it as if people are going to leave an event, an educational event, with only retaining like 20% of what they went to learn, which is typical, mm-hmm. at least let's give them a good experience and a good time, and also give them that 20% that they're going to take back with them, so that they get even more value out of the event.
I agree with you so much. That's a great perspective. And if you reverse engineer it the way you just said it, right, and you look at it that way, like they're only going to do that. So let's make that 20% valuable. Let's make it so good that they go back and they want more. Right. Yeah. So that's smart. And that's what they do. They do that. I love
that. Do that. Speaking of getting it done and doing what it do, this incredible solutionary has shared a little bit of a microphone time with us right there inside of your booth, Jenna. We had the incredible Courtney be able to break down the importance of having a mentorship relationship and what that's like. And we were able to speak to that, hype up a little people, maybe get shushed a little bit by some of the authorities at hand. It's just, it is what it is. It always happens. But that's what we do. If they ain't telling us to turn it down, that means that we ain't loud enough.
We're either too loud or we're going into overtime, right, Bruce?
That's right. Heck yeah, that's so true. But Courtney, so much has happened. So much has happened. 2023 was a magical year for you. We want to hear a little bit more about some of the biggest challenges that you've seen from your scope as a BDC director inside of a dealership. What were some of the biggest challenges that you've seen in 2023?
I would say the big thing for me was being heard. People actually listening, and you get told, hey, you know what? We've done this way for this many years. Let's not change it. And that was the hardest thing, is to just be content with what I'm doing. Nope. I want to grow. I want to be better. I want to do the newest things, and let's keep going. And that for me is the hardest thing. I cannot stay still. I have to keep moving and growing, because if not, I get bored.
Yeah.
So true. So true. That's key. And hopefully you all are listening to that there's so much that's come almost forcefully into the industry that made us have to adjust and have to change. But there was also so many people that were beating a drum that when everybody finally woke up, they were like, I've been saying this for a while. We've been saying things need to change for a while. When we first came out with Car Guy Coffee, we were trying to say, no, there needs to be a better way to speak to our actual customers, to speak to those that we work with, to even speak about ourselves as an industry. And inside of that, it became really great when everything started to turn around and money started to flood through. But then when real life showed back up, we started to say, oh, wait, hold on. Customers have a choice, and we have to win them. We don't have to beat our competition. We have to win our customers. And inside of that, to do that, there are so many people that were heartfelt trying to share that, like yourself, that could find themselves frustrated just because they're not being heard. So we are so thankful that we have some great thought leading dealers inside of the room that do listen to their people, that do take on what it is that they say.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital.
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com. Back to the show.
Let's go.
With that said,
this has been a great subject. I like that you brought up challenges. So I want to throw this to a dealer. So I want to get Tony involved, man. Pretty Tony, brother. You have been through a lot this past year. You know, I've seen you grow. I've seen those muscles get bigger, right? But I've also seen your dealerships grow, your auto group become more, right? But also without sacrificing the actual content of what you guys are doing, what you guys are trying to build, right? You guys are not just growing in size, but you're growing in process. You're growing in love and family and all these things that are inside the dealerships. We witnessed it firsthand. I love everybody that's there. It's an amazing group to go visit. But yet you guys are looking for more. You guys are constantly growing. Biggest challenges for you at CASA Group. What was going on with you guys in 2023? What was the biggest struggle?
Yeah, 2023 was an amazing year for us. CASA being experienced like crazy growth, one of the fastest growing independent franchises in the country. Three years ago, we had 3 dealerships. We have 12 now. So taking on the Auto Plex in 2023 was definitely a time for us to learn some things. And definitely a little challenging whenever you're growing so fast and you get spread out a little bit. And we started thinking about our culture and then what it looks like for, are we expressing a culture on these new locations that we acquired well, right? Are we bleeding who we really are to all these new locations and caring for them, just like we did the first one in 1969, right? So that's a challenge. It is harder than people think. People get really, really excited about growth, right? Like, man, more dealerships, that's so cool. Yeah, high five and all. But it's an incredible amount of work to not just acquire them, but also continue doing what you did well, but also learn new things and stay proactive to the fact that, man, we are acquiring dealerships in the middle of a change of market and some challenges happen, more new inventory, margin compressions, and all these things happening. How can we stay calm and focused where we can tackle all this together and still win? So it has been a lot of work, but it's been a lot of fun. For me, it's the best environment that I can be in. It's this pressure, it's this growth and a lot happening. Whenever things are like just easy and like kind of calm and now I get pretty weird. So this is the best environment I could possibly be in, but it is a lot and we're going through a lot and learning a lot and perfecting some things and relearning some things. Like this year was a year that we started like relearning some stuff that we did really well a long time ago that all of a sudden it's a good idea now. Hey, should we follow up on the leads a little better? Oh man, that's a great idea now. It's like it's been that way this year, learning things that sounds like new things, but they're not. They're just old stuff that the best ideas are not new ideas. They just perfected and it's just been that way for us this year.
It's amazing. That's awesome. Tony, and I know there's a lot of great things that were like great news to share too. You've mentioned those going from 3 to 13. Come on, y'all. Getting that group right there, folks, in Las Cruces, if you see where their Autoplex is, it's... I'm like, when I say auto flex, they flex.
It's flexing.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful lot. So anyway, that being said, I'm excited to see what you guys do with those challenges. I'm glad that we're there and we're working with you guys this year. I'm pumped up about that. So honored, brother. Thank you for being here, of course. Man, I got to flip it to all the way to the West Coast again, right? Mr. Breakdance himself.
We're sorry.
John, we've been able to hang out with you guys this year. We teamed up with Team MXS. We've been able to influence and help dealers. And it's not even just the products that we've been able to put inside their store with you guys. You've been able to help get them a better website. But it's been the knowledge. Like, one thing I love about John is that if we go visit any dealer or any prospect, we say, hey, John, can you look at their website? Hey, John, can you do this? He gets all the data and he'll show us where they're hurting, and which is good. Or if they're doing great, he'll give us honest answers. He's like, oh, this is a good website. This is good or what? Or he'll say, hey, they're struggling here. They're missing a lot of stuff here, or this page is too. So I love that about you. I'm so thankful for you for that, John, man. Brother, you're like literally a brother to us. So thank you. What has been the biggest challenge for you in 2023?
2023 challenge. Ah, gosh. I thought you were going to say wins, bro, because it's nothing but wins in 2023. But challenges.
You.
No, I think the biggest challenge I'm going to speak on behalf of the whole team, right? Because it's not just me. It's our team. I think the biggest challenge, not even in just in 2023, but just in the lifetime of the existence of Team MXS, was just being, it's just having people be aware of who we are, what we do, how we do it. And that's why when you talk about, when you ask us for certain things, we try to educate as much as possible. We were known as the company, we were one of the largest fulfillment companies. We were basically helping other agencies shine, keeping deals together, keeping them glued, making sure that they don't lose their relationship with the dealership. So no one knew who we were, but we were the guys in the back, right? It's, you have your lead actors out there, and then we were the people that were just doing the work for them. I think the challenge coming up to this point is still continuing to bring the awareness of what we do, how we do it, why we do it, why do we grind day in and day out. Now, much of everyone that knows my journey is I've been on the dealer side, so I get it, right? I understand dealers hate to get pitched day in and day out, because that's what this side does. On the vendor side, is try to get that new business. So for us, it's just a matter of bringing that awareness, constantly bringing that awareness, trying to get to as many events as possible. I don't know how you two do it, because I swear to you, you're on a plane every post. And I'm like, and I talked to my CEO. I was like, hey, could we go on a plane too? He's like, bro, that's a lot of plane rides. I think 2023, going into 2024, that's our commitment as well, is not make that the challenge, but make that the priority, is going to as many events out there. Any event, really, more the merrier, the more education, the more things that we learn, that helps us try to develop things for the masses. That's our biggest thing. So I think it's the awareness aspect of it, and just letting people know that we are ninjas when it comes to websites, SEO, and everything digital.
Love it. Cool. You definitely are some ninjas, making sure that people are selling cars like candy bars.
Yes, sir.
I still don't have my hoodie yet for that, but one day it'll come. One day.
I don't make size sexy. Okay, so just I just don't make those.
Well, we appreciate it.
I know Tony's
the
one. Tony's
man. That's the right size. But seriously, there's so much that he's doing. And yes, there's so much that John has helped us to do to be able to help different dealers from all different walks, whether it's buy here, pay here, focused, or their major franchise stores, be able to just take a look at what it is that they're doing and what it is that they're not doing. It never hurts to get an honest, free checkup on what it is that's going inside of your digital marketing, what's happening with your website. You gotta know. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. Quick question. Do you know what Smart Pixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at m1-data.com.
Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
But with that, let's talk a little bit more, because Tony is so much of a dealer that we're so thankful for. Seriously, all these relationships that we have here with everybody, we're so thankful. Who you can't see with Tony is the Lowenfield brothers, who are some incredible leaders themselves, and we absolutely love them. The main thing that I got to say that I love most about them is their love for the Lord, and by way of that, their love for their people.
Oof.
And inside of that, this is something that we've prayed our way into, I feel like, because we're saying, God, connect us with the people that have a like heart, that don't seem so weird or report us to HR when we bring up having to have a spiritual growth in your life, right? And with that, there is a great and incredible testimony that's happening right here before your eyes. Somebody who has led probably more people inside of the industry to the Lord than anybody, especially inside of the New Orleans area, okay? He has been a rock, a foundation for people to be able to see somebody that may have been counted out, but then not just physically, but financially and professionally, seen so many things stacked up against him crush it, and then be the overcomer. Bruce Miller has been doing some incredible things in the industry and is always giving honor and credit to God the Father. And that is something that we do respect and we do honor and we do fuse ourselves with, because we need more leaders like that in the industry that are not afraid to share their faith, that are not afraid to share their testimony, good and bad. Because so many times the biggest challenges that we have are the things that refine us into the great solutionaries that we are. Bruce Miller, you have seen so many challenges. You've seen some great things, and 2023 has been an incredible year for you. You've jumped on as a solutionary at the beginning of the year, rocking that flight jacket, representing it. And we want to know from the friend, from the independent side, okay, he's less than 2 years in as an independent owner himself, and he's making big things happen, probably about the
stack on. Every time I talk to Bruce, he's looking for another way to grow.
I want another store.
And it's not because he wants to talk about I have five stores, is because that's his love. That's God inside of him saying, grow, right? Have faith, put good work behind this faith and I will provide you. And man, I'm excited because one thing I love about Bruce is that he has massive faith. A lot of people would have gave up a long time ago when you got diagnosed with terminal cancer. A lot of people would have gave up a long time ago when a dealership that you were working with was like, we're no longer going to be doing this. Yet he was like, I'm going to grow. I'm going to own stores and I'm going to show you guys what's going on. I'm not going to think that tomorrow's my last day. I have a long time left. I'm going to keep pushing. And I love that about you, Bruce. And I'm so thankful to be friends with you and be partnered with you and to watch what you're doing out there in New Orleans, brother. You're doing some big things and it's just the beginning. So love it.
I appreciate that. 2023 has been a great year in some areas of my life, challenging in other areas, but I'm excited about 2024. You know, I'm in the independent space for the last 2.5 years. I started from scratch 2.5 years ago. No inventory, no banks, no money, no employees. And then my first year, we sold 725 cars. This year, we sold 600 cars, a little bit less. But I have 2 used car lots that I'm about to open up in the next 45 days. So Miller Motors is going to go to 3. I have a partnership at another used car lot called AutoMax, and we opened a second one in the next 2 weeks, like on the north side of town. So I go from like 0 to 5 used car lots in less than 3 years. I was franchise guy forever, managing partner, and I ran 5 new car dealerships at one time. I was the GSM of a Chevy store that sold 400 cars a month. This ain't in Texas. This is all in New Orleans, where we landlocked and we only have 1 million people. And then one day I listened to God and he was like, hey, you got to go own something. I'm a high school dropout, drug addicted parents. They both passed away. I have no connections, no money. I don't fit the bill. But I trusted God, and I turned down $400,000 or $500,000 a year jobs to go try to build my own business. And so people can look at me right now and think I'm a success, but it took a lot to get here, a lot of faith in God. I had to tell God about 10 times, you sure I'm going to take that job? And in this business, in this social media age, you got to stay relevant. You got to continue having wins, or it'll pass you by. Somebody else is going to be successful. So that kind of motivates me daily to come in here and try to kill it, to come in here and do big things, to come in here and because I am somebody who honors God. I do help my employees and I've helped friends. And so I want to continue to be able to be. There's no point of being blessed and then you not being able to be a blessing to others. Motto I live my life by. So 2023 was great. My health took a turn for almost a miraculous turn. For 2+ years, I was like, it was like the doctors were like, well, we don't know what's going to happen. There was no clear direction on. I've been having this cancer for 8 years. And about 50% of the people die after about 4 or 5 years. Okay.
Wow.
And I'm a little bit younger on the scale. Sometimes people get it when in their 50s. I got it in my 30s. That probably helps a little bit, but it's just another set of odds that I beat in my life. And we had so much uncertainty. We switched to 3 different drugs in these last two years. And recently, 4 months ago, I got put on a new drug. I have like no side effects. It's reducing the tumors that I have. And I have all my energy back. And I'm, for the first time in 2-3 years, I'm Bruce Miller. I'm nice. On gas, no brakes. When my feet hit the ground, I'm ready to roll. So I'm excited about 2024. Y'all tell me, y'all cut off the mic whenever.
You keep going, man. You understand?
When you own something and you're independent, and I know the pressures that Tony has, and I'm working for other people, growing a big company, not just Tony, people like Tony, but when you're independent, there's nobody else coming to save the day. You only eat off of selling cars, and you're not selling new car trades. You're selling cars that you had to go buy, they break down on the way back, just after the post-sale, all kind of stuff, that the challenges that you have to face. And to be able to, like, continue to press, continue to do it, and continue to have sex. Success.
Yes! Yes.
That too.
Yes. The Lord said it is good.
But to continue to all these different things you hear in the economy about the interest rates and used car prices and market compression, grosses going down, well, it really affected me these last 3-4 months. It really affected my business. There's less money there. But even in the midst of those adversities, I'm still has my eye on a promise that I think I have, or an agreement that I have with God that he's going to allow me to have 10 dealerships. So I'm still looking for opportunities. But if I look in the checking account, it's like, Bruce, don't look for the opportunities. You should be, most people would just say, let's do this, or let's batten down the hatches. But I'm like, no, man, all gas, no brakes. We're going to figure it out when we get there. So I'm so excited about 2024. I'm ready for everything that 2024 brings me.
Heck yeah. And
I think the one thing that everybody got from that was successful sex. I love it. That was fun, man. But you take that away. Yes, that was a good little slip up, but it was perfect.
It was right on time.
It was right on time. At the same time, you know, what he just said there, y'all, man, there's just quit making excuses. Mm-hmm. It's just work, man. It's no different. What I love, like Tony Lucas talks about, he doesn't like to sit and be normal. When we are comfortable, we're about to die.
That's right.
Folks, we are most comfortable right before we die. So stop being comfortable. Do you want to die or do you want to live? I want to live. Mm-hmm. I want to live as long as I can. When I'm living, I want to live when I'm living. I don't want to just sit here and just let the sun set and rise. I want to sit here and rise the sun and set the sun. I want to do that. I want to go and make it happen. So I'm excited about this year. I'm excited about 24. So let's get into that.
Yeah.
We talked about 23 and how 23 was. We talked about some of the good stuff, some of the bad stuff. We talked about life. But I want to know what's brewing with you in 24.